It certainly feels like we're navigating some turbulent waters these days.
It really does.
From our perspective as Christians, the speed of change and, well, a lot of what we see happening, it can be concerning.
Definitely concerning.
That's why we wanted to really focus today, do a deep dive into a recent message from Brother Steve over at New Life Benson.
That was just this past Sunday, wasn't it? April 13th.
That's the one. We've both spent some time listening again to his teaching, James. Lesson 78.
Yes, and it's packed with important reminders for us, trying to live out our faith right now.
Absolutely. Our goal here is really to pull out the key principles he shared.
Right, things we need to hold on to.
Exactly. Brother Steve's message really seemed to hone in on a few central ideas that felt particularly relevant.
Like what specifically?
Well, we're going to be reflecting on how vital prayer is when we face difficulties.
The absolute necessity of it.
The incredible strength that comes from our fellowship with other
That
believers.
community aspect, yeah.
And, the real power that resides in the earnest prayer of someone who's living righteously.
Okay, good. So let's maybe start with that first point, prayer in times of weakness and how it relates to restoration.
Sounds good. Brother Steve took us right into James chapter 5, highlighting that our immediate response, when challenges hit, should be turning to God in prayer.
He spoke so directly to that feeling of spiritual fatigue, didn't he?
It really did. That sense that maybe our prayers are just hitting the ceiling.
Yeah, I think a lot of us can relate to that feeling sometimes.
And he really emphasized the role of those who are stronger in faith, particularly the elders,
Right in the church.
in lifting up those who are feeling spiritually weak through their prayers. That really struck me.
That idea of sort of vicarious faith almost, one person's strength bolstering another.
Kinda, yeah.
And he brought up the Greek word sozo. It's such a rich word.
It really is more than just save.
Exactly. To
Yeah.
save, deliver, rescue, even make whole. He connected it beautifully to our spiritual restoration.
That's powerful. And then the promise that the Lord will raise him up. He mentioned the Greek word igero.
Meaning to reawaken or excite,
Yeah.
right?
The thought that God can actually reignite our passion for him when we feel completely drained spiritually, well, that's incredibly hopeful.
It truly is. And he didn't shy away from the topic of sin either.
No, he didn't.
Made that crucial point about confession. If unconfessed sin is part of that spiritual weakness, then bringing it honestly before God is, well, essential for forgiveness. Those sins that bind us weigh us down. They're sent away.
It really makes you pause and, take stock of your own walk, doesn't it?
He does.
Have there been times when you've felt that deep spiritual exhaustion, that isolation? His words offer a clear path forward.
And that path involves others too, which was his next point, really. The link between prayer and Christian fellowship.
Yes, the therefore in James.
Exactly. In some translations, that word directly connects the need for stronger believers praying for the weak, with the need for all of us to confess sins to each other and pray for each other.
Such a small word, therefore, but it carries so much weight, it builds that bridge.
It really does.
Yeah.
And his point about not hiding our struggles, our sins from fellow Christians, that was quite direct.
Very direct and necessary, I think.
Definitely. He talked about exohanologio, just being open, being honest about what we're going through. Brother Steve was clear. Sin wants to isolate us. It thrives in secrecy.
So we have to actively fight that.
Yes, by opening up to trusted believers in our community.
And praying with them. He mentioned a Allalus, praying with one another.
Right. And the potential for deliverance, eomai, that word for healing or delivery that comes through shared prayer.
It just underscores, the bigger picture. We need each other. This walk isn't meant to be
It
solitary.
never was.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the power of prayer itself.
That key verse, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Such a powerful statement. And he pointed out that effective comes from the Greek word for energy, energetic prayer.
I like that. Energetic prayer. It implies effort, focus.
And he stressed that the condition of our soul, our inner being, directly impacts how, well, energetic or effective our prayers are.
That makes complete sense. He brought up Psalm 66.18 too, didn't he?
He did. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord won't hear me.
Ooh, A sobering reminder, right?
Very sobering. It highlights how crucial righteous living is if we want our prayers to have impact and if we want to be strong enough to lift others up.
Right. There's a difference between effective prayers and, well, perhaps weaker ones that come from someone who's spiritually depleted themselves.
Exactly. Those individuals might actually need the support of stronger believers' prayers, coming full circle to his earlier point.
And then the example of Elijah. That was just a perfect illustration.
Really compelling, wasn't it?
Yes. He emphasized Elijah was a man with passions just like ours. Homeopathies.
Right. Subject to the same feelings. Hunger, fear. We see that in 1 Kings.
It's so important to remember they weren't some kind of super saints. They were real people.
Facing real things, just like us.
And Brother Steve highlighted how Elijah prayed earnestly. Persicha, persishado. That repetition signifies intensity, doesn't it?
Deep, persistent prayer. And the result. Dramatic.
No rain for 3.5 years. And then rain came when he prayed again.
And Brother Steve's interpretation there was so insightful. He saw it as a picture of God sending refreshing rain.
Spiritual rain.
Exactly. Yeah. Blessings, refreshment on believers who are spiritually dry, weary, maybe facing persecution, like those James first wrote to.
Wow. So like Elijah, even when we feel we're in a spiritual wasteland, God can bring that restoration, that refreshing rain through our earnest prayers. That's incredibly encouraging for today.
It really is. Which leads us nicely into the key takeaways, the things to really hold on to from Brother Steve's message, especially for living in, as he put it, this dark world.
Right. First off, that call for a renewed, deep hunger for prayer, especially, he said, for our brothers and sisters suffering for Christ globally.
Yes, that perspective is vital.
And also that point about not being afraid or ashamed to seek prayer from elders or mature believers when we feel weak.
Absolutely. That's not failure. It's wisdom. It's how the body's supposed to function, supporting each other.
And encouraging us to be active in praying for one another, really building that community of support.
It's crucial. We need to foster that environment where people feel safe, to be honest.
And linking back again, he stressed our personal commitment to righteous living. That's what empowers our prayers to actually help others.
It's all connected, isn't it? Our walk, our prayer life, our fellowship.
He shared his hope for new life to be that kind of place. Restoration, encouragement, comfort, passionate prayer. A powerful vision.
It is. A vision where prayer isn't just an activity, but absolutely central. Where members are open about weaknesses and actively pray each other through, preventing that spiritual decline.
So the core message really is vital for right now. Even in tough times, like Elijah, our earnest, righteous prayers, they have real power.
Immense power. Power to bring spiritual refreshment and strength. Something we desperately need.
Definitely something to hold on to.
So wrapping it up, Brother Steve's reflections on James are just such a potent reminder, aren't they? In this world that feels so chaotic. Prayer, both our personal cries to God and praying together with fellow believers, it's our anchor. It's a source of real power.
It truly makes you think about how these principles land in your own life right now, your own circumstances.
Which leads us to maybe a final thought for everyone listening to reflect on.
Okay.
Facing the specific challenges we see today, how can you personally cultivate a deeper, more consistent prayer life? And how can you get more actively involved in supporting your Christian community through prayer?
That's definitely something worth spending some time with, really pondering that.